आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्युरेट द न्यू जम्मू रेलवे डिवीजन अमंग सेवरल रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट्स टुडे। Prime Minister says India has immense potential to become the world's health and wellness capital and Heal in India will be the new mantra soon. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval to meet his US counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. Stage 3 restrictions under GRAP lifted in Delhi NCR as air quality improves. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. And in Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons beat UP Rudras 2-0, while Surma Hockey Club defeat Vedanta Kalinga Lancers 4-3 in Rourkela. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Jammu Railway Division and lay the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing today. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, he will also inaugurate the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and lay the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division building of the East Coast Railway. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Creation of the Jammu Railway Division will significantly benefit Jammu and Kashmir and surrounding regions, fulfilling the long-pending aspirations of the people. It will comprise of Pathankot, Jammu, Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramulla, Bhogpur, Sirwal, Pathankot, Batala, Pathankot, and Pathankot to Joginder-Nagar sections. It will create employment opportunities, infrastructure development, promote tourism, and lead to overall socio-economic development of the region. Charlapalli New Terminal Station in the Medchal Malkajgiri district of Telangana has been developed as a new coaching terminal along with provision of second entry with a cost of around 413 crore rupees. This environment-friendly terminal, having good passenger amenities, will ease congestion on the existing coaching terminals in the cities like Secunderabad, Hyderabad and Kacheguda. The Raigada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway will improve connectivity in Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and nearby areas and lead to overall socio-economic development of the region. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Speaking to reporters, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said, "It is a matter of pride and joy that Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a new Jammu Railway Division." He said this was a long-pending demand.
सबके लिए बड़ी गर्व और हर्ष की बात है। प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमारा आवेदन स्वीकार करते हुए जम्मू को एक अलग से रेलवे डिवीजन के तौर पर नए साल का तोहफा देने का निर्णय लिया है और जिसकी बहुत समय से मांग भी थी और आवश्यकता भी थी। अब इतना फैलाव हो गया रेलगाड़ी का कि कामकाज में भी वृद्धि हुई है, प्रशासनिक तरीके से भी, तकनीकी ढंग से भी, और इसकी एक आवश्यकता भी थी।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the new building of the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini in New Delhi yesterday, virtually. The new state-of-the-art building will be constructed at the cost of around 185 crore rupees. The 2.92-acre facility will combine tradition and innovation, offering new opportunities for holistic healing, specialized clinics and skill development. In his address, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's focus on making healthcare accessible to the poorest of the poor. The Prime Minister said the government is also promoting traditional Indian medicine systems like Ayush and Ayurveda. He said that over the past decade, the Ayush system has expanded to more than 100 countries. The Prime Minister said India has the potential to become the world's health and wellness capital. Mr. Modi also said that the day is not far when the world will adopt Heal in India as a mantra like Make in India. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 empower citizens with rights such as informed consent, data erasure and the ability to appoint digital nominees. He said citizens will no longer feel helpless in the face of breaches or unauthorized data usage. In an article, Mr. Vaishnaw said the citizens will have tools to protect and manage their digital identities effectively. He highlighted that the rules are designed with simplicity and clarity, ensuring that every Indian, regardless of their technical know-how, can understand and exercise their rights. The minister highlighted that India's digital economy has been a global success story and the government is determined to keep this momentum alive. He said the framework ensures personal data protection for the citizens while enabling innovation in the digital economy. Union Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy will launch the PLI Scheme 1.1 for the steel industry today at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. The minister will also call for applications during the event. The steel ministry highlighted that the ministry's PLI has attracted investment of around 27,000 crore rupees with direct employment of over 14,000 people. Delhi health authorities have issued an advisory to ensure the preparedness for potential health challenges related to the human metapneumovirus, HMPV, and other respiratory viruses. The hospitals have been instructed to promptly report influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infection cases through the Integrated Health Information Platform portal. Strict isolation protocols and the use of universal precautions for suspected cases have also been made mandatory. Hospitals were further directed to ensure the availability of paracetamol, antihistamines and bronchodilators and cough syrups for treating mild cases along with oxygen. The recommendations came following the increased respiratory illnesses in China. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced that the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing the dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. Dr. Singh also highlighted that there has been a series of indigenous developments, like India's first indigenously developed antibiotic nafithromycin to treat both atypical and typical drug-resistant bacteria. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will meet his U.S. counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. There will be extensive discussions, including matters related to critical and emerging technology and other bilateral issues during the National Security Advisor's meeting. Briefing the media last week, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the relationship between India and the U.S. is extensive, with continuous and detailed discussions taking place between both the sides. He added that although the current U.S. administration is nearing the end of its term, the strength of this relationship is evident in such exchanges and visits even during this period. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will meet with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar. He is also scheduled to visit the Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. India Meteorological Department has said that minimum temperatures in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad are likely to witness a gradual fall of 4 to 5 degrees Celsius in the coming 4 to 5 days. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning in isolated parts of Himachal Pradesh today. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and the northeastern regions during the night and the morning hours for the next 2 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, most parts of the valley, including Srinagar city, received a fresh spell of snowfall yesterday, and the mercury stays close to the freezing point in the summer capital for the third consecutive day. The fresh snowfall has added to the intensity in the cold wave across Kashmir region, impacting the normal life. More from our correspondent.
The Srinagar-Jammu National Highway is closed for vehicular traffic due to heavy snowfall and slippery road condition between Banihal and Kazigund stretches of the highway. The Srinagar-Kargil road is also closed for traffic. Mughal road connecting Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu division is closed for 9th consecutive day due to snow accumulation. The administration has urged public, tourists and transporters to abide by the advisories to avoid any kind of inconvenience. Tariq Rather, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The Commission for Air Quality Management yesterday lifted the restrictions under Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the National Capital Region. A report.
The decision came after the air quality in Delhi NCR showed a slight improvement. The air quality of the national capital was recorded at 316 at 7 this morning as per the data of the Central Pollution Control Board. The withdrawal follows the subcommittee assessment of the air quality data by the commission. Further, the commission said that the stage 1 and stage 2 protocols of the revised GRAP still remain active. The commission had invoked stage 3 of the graded response action plan on the 3rd of this month following the deterioration of the air quality across Delhi NCR. Priya Mondal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports. In Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons claimed their first outright victory by blanking the UP Rudras 2-0 at the Birsa Munda Stadium at Rourkela in Odisha last night. We have a report.
Surma Hockey Club registered their first win with 4-3 in this league with a come-from-behind victory against Kalinga Lancers. Surmas entered final quarter on level terms, but then their captain Harmanpreet Singh scored his first goal of the season via penalty corner.
Harman! Goal bhi aaya hai!
The Lancers made a quick comeback when Gursahibjit Singh converted the goal on a minus pass from Keena, who showcased a brilliant baseline run to cut through the Surma's defense. In another contest, Tamil Nadu Dragons relied on Abharan Sudev and Thomas Soxby's fourth quarter goals to defeat UP Rudras 2-0 and register its first win in the league. A rock-solid defensive show from skipper Amit Rohidas played an important role to notch up this win over UP team. Match between Surma Hockey Club versus Delhi SG Pipers will be played at 8:15 p.m. today. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashwani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashwani News.
In Indian Super League football, Kerala Blasters defeated Punjab FC 1-0 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi last night. Punjab FC, on the other hand, suffered their fourth consecutive defeat and remains on the eighth position with 18 points. East Bengal FC will take on Mumbai City FC at the Vivekanand Yuba Bharti Krirangan in Kolkata this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. In squash, India's Anahat Singh has stormed into the finals of British Junior Open at Birmingham in England. She defeated Rukaiya Saleem of Egypt 3-1 in the semi-finals of the girls' under-17 singles title yesterday. Anahat will next face Egypt's Mallika El Karaksi in the ultimate showdown. In Bihar, the 358th birth anniversary, Prakash Parv of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj is being celebrated today with traditional gaiety and fervour at Patna Sahib. The main function is underway at the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib. In Punjab, all the Gurudwaras are decked up with flowers and lights, celebrating the Prakash Parv of the 10th Guru Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Devotees from across the country and abroad are also paying obeisance at Sri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple in Amritsar. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have mentioned about the inauguration of Regional Rapid Transit System Corridor, bringing Meerut closer to Delhi. Indian Metro Network, now third largest in the world, notes the Statesman. Shipping to get infrastructure status to push local shipbuilding to help improve India's position to the top five countries by 2047, writes the Hindustan Times. With the Prime Minister invited to visit AI Summit in France, the Hindu reports, ahead of PM's Paris trip, Rafael Scorpion deals reach final leg. Special category visas for international students, for students intending to pursue higher education in the country, states the Pioneer. And finally, the Indian Express reports about a silent revolution taking shape at IITs over the last 6 years with the rising presence of women at these institutes. Under the headline, 6 years after quota for women at IITs, move hostels and shift in attitudes. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate new Jammu Railway Division among several railway projects today. Prime Minister says India has immense potential to become world's health and wellness capital, and heal in India will be the new mantra soon. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval to meet his US counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. Stage 3 restrictions under GRAP lifted in Delhi NCR as air quality improves. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India. And in Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons beat UP Rudras 2-0, while Surma Hockey Club defeat Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in 4-3 in Rourkela. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.